A report released by Rainforest Action Network, BankTrack, Indigenous Environmental Network, the Sierra Club, reveals that 33 global banks have provided $1.9 trillion to fossil fuel companies since the adoption of the Paris Climate Accord in 2015. The amount of financing has risen in each of the past 2 years. Of the $1.9 trillion total, $600 billion went to 100 companies that are the most aggressively expanding fossil fuels. Alarmingly, these findings reveal that the business practices of the world's major banks continue to be aligned with climate disaster and stand in sharp contrast to the recent IPCC report on global warming. That report, Global Warming of 1.5 degrees centigrade, clearly outlined a critical need for a rapid phase out of fossil fuels and estimates that the world's clean energy investment needs are $2.4 trillion per year up to 2035. Banking on Climate Change 2019 is the 10th annual fossil fuel report card and the first ever analysis of funding from the world's major private banks for the fossil fuel sector as a whole. Banking on Climate Change 2019 reveals that the four biggest global bankers of fossil fuels are all U.S. banks: J.P. Morgan Chase, Wells Fargo, Citi, and Bank of America. Barclays of England, Mitsubishi UFJ Financial Group of Japan, and RBC of Canada are also massive funders in this sector. Notably, J.P. Morgan Chase is by far the worst banker on climate change. Since the Paris Agreement, J.P. Morgan Chase has provided $196 billion in finance for fossil fuels, 10% of all fossil fuel finances from the 33 major global banks. J.P. Morgan's volume of finance for fossil fuels 2016 to 2018 is a shocking 29% higher than the second-place bank, Wells Fargo. The bank stands out even more from its peers in its volume of financing for the top companies expanding fossil fuel extraction and infrastructure. Since the Paris Climate Agreement, J.P. Morgan Chase's $67 billion in finance for the expanders is fully 60% higher than that of Citi in distant second place. We go now to a press conference held Wednesday morning out in front of the J.P. Morgan Chase building on Wall Street, directly across from the New York Stock Exchange. We hear first from Kim Frazek of the Sane Energy Project.
We are here to notify J.P. Morgan Chase that we've done a whole year of research to identify they are the biggest funder of climate disaster on planet Earth. Today marks the day, March 20th, where we release the climate report card created by Rainforest Action Network. And that J.P. Morgan Chase is the worst offender of climate disasters on planet Earth. Here in Nihalap, New York City, we have a local fracked gas pipeline project that is being funded by J.P. Morgan Chase. Here to talk about it is Pete Sikora from New York Communities for Change.
Diamond, the CEO of J.P. Morgan. What a filthy, filthy man. He definitely is the CEO of a bank that deserves a spanking. Thank you for being here today. This is a very serious subject, though, even though we're joking around about it. J.P. Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon, was paid about $30 million last year. That's many hundreds of times more than your average New Yorker. J.P. Morgan Chase, of course, played an instrumental role in crashing the economy worldwide, leading to a crisis in mortgage and foreclosure and unemployment all over the world. But here today, we're talking about their financing of the climate crisis. And that plays out all over the world and right here in New York City, where J.P. Morgan Chase is one of the main financiers behind the Williams Corporation, which wants to build another gigantic fracked gas pipeline into New York City. If this pipeline is built, it will produce an estimated 8 million metric tons of carbon equivalent each year. That's equivalent to about 15% of what all of New York City right now pollutes the climate with. So JP Morgan Chase is financing Williams. JP Morgan Chase CEO makes $30 million a year. Williams CEO makes $10 million a year, and they make that money in order to make a profit from destroying the environment and foreclosing our present and our future. In New York City, we got hit by Sandy. JP Morgan Chase wants to cause more disasters like that with projects that it's financing, like the Williams pipeline. That's unacceptable, and that's what we're here to say.
We know that JP Morgan Chase has recently divested from private prisons and child detention centers at the border. This is a positive step.
Yes.
The only reason that they did that was because of our pressure. Yes. Know that if they divested from private prisons, we know that they can divest from fossil fuels. And that's what we're here to talk about now. I'd like to welcome Tom Ross from Sane Energy Project.
As a longtime customer of JP Morgan Chase, my New Year's resolution was to move my retirement funds out of the bank. I did my research, I chose a fund, the money is gone. Not as difficult as standing up like the people in Standing Rock and in other places where JP Morgan Chase does business to attack dogs, rubber bullets, tear gas, and pepper spray, but it's all about walking our talk. So we don't have the time to wait for fossil fuel companies or their banks to walk their talk regarding climate change, to break their financial codependency. The behavior of fossil fuel companies makes clear that they are not going to change their core business dealings in response to the climate crisis. Someone once said, it's like expecting Starbucks to stop making coffee. The same is true of banks like JP Morgan Chase supporting fossil fuel company. As the new report card makes clear, they reap huge profits from lending to fossil fuel projects and underwriting the bonds that they issue in financial market. They also support their business dealings with a huge number of other companies dependent on fossil fuels and fossil fuel companies for the production and sale of their products. Banks like JPMC are also not going to kick the habit, change their core business dealings, or back away from sources of profit in response to the crisis. But this kind of dependency exists at the level of our daily lives as well. Our lifestyles, our purchases of automobiles, airplanes, appliances, clothing, heating, air conditioning, the ways we make a living, lock us into the same kind of dependency and reinforce the grip of the fossil fuel economy. So how do we walk our talk? There's a powerful first step that we can make away from personal dependency, and it's called personal divestment. And what that means is that we can take the money that we've been putting into banks like JPMC for years, into our checking accounts, into 401ks, into retirement accounts, and move that money to funds, to banks, to financial institutions that are going to do the right thing and are doing the right thing. So along with direct actions like the one that we're doing now, which were really instrumental in getting the bank to back away from funding private detention centers and private prisons and some other things that Jamie Dimon has proposed recently, all because of the pressure that we're doing in actions like this now. Divestment and institutional divestment are some of the biggest ways that we can pressure the banking industry to do the right thing.
So Kim, how did JP Morgan Chase score on the climate change scorecard?
They came out as the absolute worst funder, the worst bank in the world on climate change. Their action on climate change since the UN report was issued, they get an F. Their response to divest from fossil fuels, they get an F. Their responsive plan to halt funds for tar sands fracking, LNG, and Arctic drilling, they get an F. However, they get an A-plus for greenwashing, as their CEO, Jamie Dimon, stated that he wants to stay in the Paris Climate Accord, which goes against everything that he's actually doing.
And if people want to see the report card, they can go to?
RAN.org/report card, Rainforest Action Network.
Thank you very much, Kim Frazek, Sane Energy. And this is Mark Dunley for Hudson Mohawk Magazine.